government is seeking answers from the Ghana Football Association on what went wrong at the just-ended Africa Cup of Nations AFCON, receiving the leadership of the GFA and Minister of Youth and Sports, Kofi Humado, at the Castle Lusu. Vice President Mahama admitted that even though the Black Stars did their best, something probably might have gone wrong. The meeting, which later went behind closed doors, discussed challenges encountered by the GFA, particularly some concerning management and the technical teams. The GFA will present a report to the Ministry of Youth and Sports today for onward submission to the government. Pascalina Dadivo was there.
Many Ghanaians were disappointed at the performance of the national team, the Black Stars, at the just-ended AFCON. After 30 years since Ghana won the trophy, hopes were raised beyond reasonable doubt that the trophy was moving straight to Ghana. The otherwise abysmal performance of the Stars has generated criticisms, including suggestions that a coach, Goran Stevanovic, be sacked. The only body which has the final say in all these is the Ghana Football Association, GFA. Government is seeking answers from the GFA as to what went wrong, having completed all arrangements with regard to preparations towards the tournament. Something probably might have gone wrong. Vice President Mahama acknowledged that in developing the sport, government and the GFA are partners. He said the Black Stars did their best. He, however, regretted that Asamoah has decided to leave the national team. The vice president cautioned the media against negative reports concerning the national team.
Ghanaians are very passionate. There have been a lot of discussions about the team, and indeed some of those discussions have demoralized some of the players, because some of the players have come for very strong criticism. That is the nature of Ghana. It's unfortunate that as a result of those criticisms, Asamoah, who is one of our finest players, said that he was taking a break from playing for the national team. I'd just like to encourage him to think about it and sometimes them. After all, Drogba also lost a penalty in the final. I don't think that in Ivory Coast they have criticized him the same way as we have done to Asamoah. The purpose of this meeting is, one, to discuss a few of the challenges that we face and to see how you can expedite work on finalizing a report on what happened, so that together with you, government can assist you to work and put the team in the kind of condition of mind that would make them continue to make us out.
President of the GFA, Kwesi Nyantichi, said it was unfortunate that the national team could not bring the cup home. He said some work needs to be done on the management and technical teams.
Indeed, this is the first time that a high-level invitation has been extended to the FA after a major tournament such as the Nations Cup to do a soul-searching and an introspection of events that occurred during a competition such as the Nations Cup. This was a competition that a lot of Ghanaians expected that Ghana was going to annex the trophy. We put in place the necessary strategies, including a financial plan which was graciously approved by the government. We did other things, but unfortunately we couldn't win the cup. The GFA, we believe that the report will form the basis for far-reaching decisions to be taken on the future of the team regarding issues relating to management, technical, and what have you.
The Minister of Youth and Sports, Kofi Humado, said on the 13th of this month, the ministry directed the GFA to prepare a technical report spelling out possible management problems and how performance could be improved upon.
I thank you very much for your support throughout. Unfortunately, we couldn't bring the cup, but as things are, we think that we just need to review our performance, both in terms of management and in terms of the team, and see how we can improve upon our performance in subsequent international engagements.
When all is said and done, the GFA hopes to annex the trophy come January 2013. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.